The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. That voice is really scary.
Yeah, I know. I live with it. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yes, you hear her. She is back.
Yeah, I am.
Welcome back to the land of the living. We had to run an encore show last week.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
One of my co-hosts was down and out.
Yeah,
in BMC with
a gallbladder issue. Yeah, that's what happens when your gallbladder sister and goes, "Hey, you know what? Peace out, guys. I'm done."
And my other co-host went with her.
She kind of had.
Kind of what mothers do.
So yeah. We had to play an encore show, our first encore show with only three shows in the can.
Yeah,
so,
sorry about that, Dad.
So we'll try to catch you up.
I'm sorry about that.
But it's good to have her back.
We had
her back on the Beatles show yesterday.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be back and go ahead and actually, you know, do my job instead of running to the bathroom every 10 minutes to get sick.
So, with that note, I didn't mention it yesterday.
Yeah.
I might have mentioned it yesterday.
I believe you did.
But Ringo is canceled his tour
again
because he's got COVID again.
That
for
poor
the third
man.
Time.
Yeah, I know that poor man back.
So
yeah.
He's canceled the rest of his tour.
The third one back to back. Poor man.
Yeah.
Can you ring the All-Stars?
Yeah.
I wish he would catch a break.
Yeah, I mean, he canceled a couple of shows a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, in September.
Now he's got it back again and canceled more shows.
Yeah, because
it's the third time around.
Yeah.
And by the way, he's fully vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah.
Well, here's the nursing thought, folks. He's, what, pushing 80?
He's 82. Ooh.
Yeah, excuse us, you know? God bless his heart, you know. No disrespect to anyone of that age, but
82, I'm going to be in the home somewhere the way I'm going.
He is incredible. Think about it. You know, the man does
exactly
anything and everything. Him and
he tries. He tries.
And more power to them. And God
exactly.
bless him. Let them roll on.
So hopefully Ringo will be back up and running.
Yeah.
So,
well wishes to you, Ringo. Well wishes to you.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about AEW and WWE, and a lot
yes.
of things have progressed.
Yeah.
Oh,
since
God, please.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll start with they gave CM Punk an office job.
Really?
Yeah. And
I thought,
Bucks aren't too happy about this.
I thought they went ahead and
so
kicked
them. So the rumor mill, the social media rumor mill has that mm-hmm. the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are looking to go to the WWE.
Oh.
Because Tony Khan didn't fire Punk.
Really?
He gave him an office
job. Come on.
Job.
Seriously.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to disagree with Tony's idea on that. Because after all the junk that he pulled at the media script, he deserves to be on his butt. I'm sorry. You don't talk that way about your coworkers, and then you get rewarded with a cushy job. No. I'm done. No.
And we did get Renee Paquette, however yes. you say her name, who is the real-life wife of the AEW world champion, mm-hmm. John Moxley.
Yes, yes.
We got Serafina, or Sariara, or Paige.
Saraya.
Who's been cleared to wrestle.
Yes, Saraya.
I just read today.
What?
Before on her way to the studio to do this show.
What?
That Triple H was going to give Saraya, a.k.a. Paige, whatever you want to call her,
Paige.
A management position and was going to let her wrestle. And she said, no.
I don't blame her.
John Moxley just signed another 5-year extension.
Really?
That's why Renee came down, because Moxley signed another 5 years.
Okay.
So what do you think about the CM Punk thing? They didn't fire him.
I gave you my opinion.
They gave him an office
I gave you my opinion.
And they
rewarded him for being a jerk.
And now the Bucks and Omega are threatening to walk.
What I have to say about Punk is definitely...
Keep it rated G.
It's not fit for this...
Broadcast.
And you could repeat it in a Foot Locker, so I am not going to do sailor talk. I will be a lady.
It's not fit for FM broadcast.
Oh. Little news that I went ahead, I saw circling around, and I don't know if you know about it.
We're here to talk about news that's circling around.
Don't know.
That's the idea.
I don't know
what's
if
circling
you know about
around. I there's a lot of things I don't know. I just pretend.
WWE could be naming one of its newest stars after the late Luke Harper.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
They
trademarked the name Uncle Harper.
Right. Luke Harper. Who is the late...
It was believed to be linked to Bray Wyatt.
Brody Lee.
Yeah.
He
was part of the Wyatt family. His younger Luke Harper.
So...
He was the one with the big... He was the one with the dark brown long hair and the big beard.
All I know is that stood
next to the redheaded with the beard and the bearded sheep
I'm
mask.
I'm sorry, but to my opinion, each and every one of them needed a shave, a haircut, and new clothes. Maybe a bath, manicure.
Here's something for you. What happened on Monday Night Raw? 29 years later, we have the reunion of Degeneration
25.
X.
25
years.
It's 25,
later.
Dear. Reason yes, why we
yes,
can say
yes,
that.
Most of the originals from Degeneration X showed up. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, and Road Dogg. The only one not there is Billy Gunn because he's over in AEW.
Reason why.
And do you know Triple H came out of retirement? He's going to wrestle at the pay-per-view?
Which he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. He has a defibrillator in his chest.
Like we talked about off air, if his cardiac doctors and the rest of his doctors didn't feel that he could do it, I'm pretty sure it's going to be well scripted out, and Shawn Michaels is going to do most of the work.
Probably.
But if his doctors didn't want him to do it, he wouldn't do it. They wouldn't have cleared him. Guess who they are wrestling at the pay-per-view?
Brothers of Destruction.
Kane and The Undertaker, who just retired at the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yes.
And has now been dragged out of mothballs because they have nobody to sell their pay-per-view.
No, because Roman Reigns versus... Logan Paul is not selling that. No, it's not.
And what's the funny thing that
happened? They can try, but it's not.
Road Dogg did his spiel.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Children of all ages. Degeneration X. Proudly presents its WWE Tag Team Champions of the World. The Road Dogg, Jesse James.
The bad beep.
And they had the crowd do the other side with Billy Gunn.
Yes, the bad beep. Billy Gunn.
Because Billy Gunn is...
The New Age Outlaws.
Is an AEW.
Yes. Or as they like to go ahead and say, he is doing office work.
And the only one with hair in that whole group was Shawn Michaels.
I mean, Billy looks exactly like he did back then.
If you look at Billy Gunn, this guy is 60 years old, and he looks like he did when he was doing Degeneration X back in his 30s. You look at Sean Waltman, who's X-Pac, doesn't look at anything like
Lou.
He's got a great big shape thing. And
he put on a lot of weight.
I don't know. To me, he looks like he's got a Santa Claus hat. It's all white around here, and he's got hair down the middle. Oh, my God, it looks awful.
It was nice that he did mention Joni Lawler.
Yes.
The ninth wonder of the world, China.
Yes.
But he hasn't aged well.
No, he has not.
Road Dogg has put on some weight, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
He's had too much catering.
Watching the WWE. Road Dogg has seriously put on some weight. Shawn Michaels got his eyes uncrossed, so he's got hair again, so he's not looking too bad.
And Sean decided to grow his hair back.
Triple H is looking more like Brock Lesnar every day.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's put it this way. Paul?
Dude.
Levesque. Seriously? I'm sorry.
Paul Michael Levesque.
Hunter has gone from wow to oh my God. Seriously? He looks more like a Shar-Pei.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you live in a house full of four women.
Well, this is also what happens.
Dunner McMahon's.
This is also what happens when you can't work out anymore because you have a defibrillator planted in your chest.
Yeah, I mean, he.
And then you want to wrestle on a pay-per-view.
He was getting down to the ring. Even when he made the comment, okay, that was a little too much. Seriously. How long are you going to go? Are you going to go 10?
But really, how much is Triple H really playing it?
Yeah, seriously.
Excuse me. There is one thing you have to remember about their anniversary. We've been married 26 years.
Thanks for the update.
Their anniversary is 25 years, so there you go. That's how you remember.
They were married. No, wait. When were they married?
Oh, Steph and Trips?
Did it? That year. They were married Halloween.
No.
Yes.
October 25th.
Or October 25th at Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Yes, they were married on Jay's birthday.
Yes, they were married on my birthday.
Unmarried on Jay's birthday.
In Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Yes.
Yep. Jessica's birthday, everyone.
Yes, this is October
25th. October
25th. Which is weird.
Coming
speaking of October
fast.
25th, oops. Actually, we are 2 weeks from Monday. 2 weeks from Monday is the third annual
Halloween Spooktacular.
Halloween Spooktacular.
Yes. I'm not quite sure if that went over because I forgot to shut it off and it's gone through my bugs.
It didn't go over the air. I don't know what
to do. Oh, okay. No one heard it.
2 weeks from Monday.
My Bluetooth is
the third annual WTBR Halloween Spooktacular.
Yes.
We got some new songs to play.
Yes, we do.
Not gonna divulge them till that night, but listen to us live.
Yes.
6 to 8 PM on WTBR FM.
Yeah, he's changed a little bit.
He changed the lineup.
You'll still hear some of the stuff that we usually play every year.
I know.
But couple of surprises in there.
And we promise the cat won't interfere in the broadcast, we hope.
Yeah, he kind of interfered on the week a little bit when I was in the hospital, and it kind of made the cartboard a little slow.
Yeah, he hit something, and then my second break, the carts were going off real slow.
A little bit.
So,
a little bit, yeah.
It wasn't some acid trip that we were on that was happening during that.
No, it was the help of Theo.
Hopefully everything worked out well last week.
Yeah, and usually I'm there to tell.
Yesterday.
Usually I'm there to go ahead and tell him, no, you can't climb. No, you can't climb the table. Get off.
He
I wasn't. I'm
sorry. What it is with him is he likes to be involved.
He likes to be involved in the center and kind of center of attention.
And be center of attention. He wants your attention, hers, or mine.
Yeah, that's great, except when you're doing a live broadcast.
Yeah.
Because you can't go back and edit a live broadcast.
No, you can't.
Sorry about that. Usually,
you know, pre-taping something, we could have stopped. I could have fixed it, and we could have went on.
Well,
but
I wasn't there. I was live, baby.
All by my lonesome with the cat, and I couldn't fix a live broadcast.
Yeah, we're sorry he drove you nuts.
So,
he must have drove you absolutely crazy.
Things have been
day.
Fixed. So, anyway.
Anyways.
Just a reminder, Halloween night, October 31st,
yay!
6 to 8 p.m. live from the Beatles Forever Studio, which is the Halloween Spooktacular Studio.
I have told the girls, the lovely ladies ensemble over at Dower Square, and a couple of other young ladies who do not join us but do know, who have radios. They're like, they wanted to hear something spooky. And I told Jasmine, I says, well, I says, Pete's doing a broadcast for the Halloween show. And that's when OJ, her brother, turned around and says, oh, shoot. He goes, really? I said, yeah. I says, listen, I said, you'll hear Pete and Jessica doing a Halloween show. He goes, I know what we're doing.
So this brings up another question.
Huh? Yes.
Do you classify, especially you, because you listen to it all the time, do you classify Fozzy's Judas as a Halloween song?
Judas? It talks about, Judas goes ahead and talks about the ultimate betrayal, so yeah. It could.
Because I haven't thought about including it into the show, but trying to stick to the Halloween theme.
I mean, lyrics-wise, yeah, Judas could probably fit.
Yeah, I know it means for betrayal and...
It's the ultimate betrayal.
Yeah.
That led to a murder. Think about it. I mean, it could.
Right, but does it fit with, you know, Ghostbusters and Thriller and Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon and Elvira's Monster Rap and DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince? I'm giving away halfway playlist here.
Well, think about a part of lyrics to Judas is embraced by the darkness and driven from the light. Think about it.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Sandpaper by Fozzy could.
Should we include it?
Sandpaper by Fozzy definitely could.
You could go ahead. You know, I could always. We've got
2 weeks to figure out if we want to include that.
Judas could fit in there somewhere, like a little gray area, maybe.
We have enough gray areas.
sandpaper. Now that one definitely.
Yeah,
would.
Sandpaper, definitely.
But here we are talking about a wrestling show. We're talking about Fozzy.
The lead singer,
Jericho uses Judas as his opening entrance music.
It's his band,
right? But. Unless you're a diehard Fozzy fan, a diehard Chris Jericho fan, or even a diehard Seven
Metal fan,
what's the other?
He's
group?
Metal,
but they're not going to know Sandpaper. Judas hit number one.
Yeah,
it's certified gold. I'm sure.
And
it's
the other
platinum.
Any other band?
Certified platinum.
Any other band? You're
not
thinking
once,
of?
But. Three times.
And the other band you're thinking of is Avenged Sevenfold.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I mean, if we were going to include something with...
Oh, please. Yeah. Actually, it's easy to say Sevenfold.
Walls of Jericho?
No. one of the good guitarists of...
All the guitarists of Avenged
Sevenfold. It's Papa Gates' son.
Yes.
Yes, Sinister Gates is
For
Brian,
those who don't
Brian
know
Hainer
who Sinister
Senior.
Gates is Brian Hainer
Jr.,
who did a lot of work with Alice Cooper. If you go back,
yeah, his
to,
father did.
If you, yeah Brian Hainer. If you go back to School's Out for Summer,
Feed My Frankenstein.
If you go back to
Valley Girl.
Valley Girl. That's all Brian Hayner,
yes,
who did a lot of the lyrics with Alice Cooper and Frank Zappa for those songs.
Also, he did the guitar work for Car Wash, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about,
we'll bring this up next week. So we have a week think about if Judas fits in.
If Judas fit into it, yeah.
I wouldn't care anyway. If it was or wasn't.
Well, we got to make a decision because
you do. I can play it anytime.
I've got 6 hours worth of Halloween music to squeeze into a 2-hour time frame.
Yeah.
It's like my Beatles show. I got 75 hours worth of music to screw into a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, isn't it? I mean, really, to think of your precise timing and if you're...
The only thing we have a problem with...
Is how to end.
Yeah, my question is, for you DJs, I've always wanted to know this. Do you precisely do the numbers and add up exactly for a song? I mean, you calculate the numbers, or how do you...
When you're doing house shows, or you're doing events, you don't have a strict cutoff timeline.
No.
So if you got a 3-hour show and you go over by 2 or 3 minutes,
nobody's going to complain.
Nobody's going to care. When you're doing this show or you're doing the Beatles show and we're live for 2 hours and right at 6 o'clock, TBR cuts us off. So you have to kind of look at your ending, and this is the only problem we have, is trying to figure out the ending every
week.
That's
what I was wondering.
Because we have to end, the way I figure it out, we have to end at 5:57.
Yeah.
That gives us time to do the talk back,
yes,
and throw in the reprise of Sgt. Pepper, which is a minute 19 long.
Right. My thing is, do you condense some of the songs in order for them to fit?
Yeah.
Condense. What you'll do is, so you'll look at your time frame. And if you're getting down to, you figure in your head you've got 2.5 minutes before you're closing, you go through the list, because the whole playlist has times on it.
Right.
So you come up with a song that's 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, going from the first hour to the second hour is really simple because we can go over. We don't have to just write at 5 o'clock.
What is your time now?
I got time.
Okay.
I'm watching my board.
Okay.
right at 5, we go into the 5 o'clock hour, we don't have to write at 5 o'clock. Run the ID. We can run the ID 2 minutes, 3 minutes into the second hour. But when you get to the end of the second hour, you've got 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You got to start looking, because you got to figure the our closing, which is Sgt. Pepper's reprise, is a minute 19.
Okay.
And then Jessie, with her 25-30 second talk back and saying goodbye.
Yeah. Right.
You got to figure all that in. So you got to try to end at 58 or 57 to put that in there. So live broadcast for DJing is a little bit hard. And when we were recording that show, if we went over, we could take that song out, put another song in that fit. When you're live, you don't get a second chance.
Exactly.
So you got to end, because they turn us off right at 6, at the top of the hour.
I've heard the miraculous, how sometimes we could be doing the show. The show just finishes, and the computer will pick up
the ending of it.
Well, not the ending of it, but all of a sudden, going into it, the computer shuts you off. Here comes another one of the songs that you guys didn't even play, and you're like, "Oh, you got an extra
song."
Well, yeah, I mean, they do that a lot. Was it last week? While I was keying up to start the show, they did Lucy in the Sky. we get that, but DJing in a live broadcast is a lot harder than going to a school or going to an arena.
That's what I was. Or going I've always to a been wedding wanting to ask.
We have to finish boom right at 6. If we want to get our ending in, which is a minute 19 long, we have to finish right at 6.
Gotcha. Yeah.
If we're playing a school, we can go 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes over.
Yeah. Right.
And it was always easier doing house shows or doing at Wheels Plus because we didn't have to finish right on the dot. You know, if you got a song that's 7 minutes long and everybody, you know, cuts out at 10 o'clock at night, they'll let you go to 10:05, 10:10 till that song's over.
Yeah.
But when you're doing FM radio, you know, you're on a strict 2-hour timeline and your ending has to be, because if you don't program your ending or time your ending right, you'll get half of your ending cut off.
Yeah,
and I don't like to have half my ending cut off, but we have a 2-hour time frame.
Yeah.
And we're live.
Yeah.
So you have to pick songs that are 2.5 minutes at the end.
Yeah, you know.
To you know, get that. Hope we finish at 59:30 or whatever it is that we have to finish at.
Oh, definitely. And I've seen you do it sometimes, and I'm like, okay.
Well, if you see our playlist sheet, we got a couple of minutes. So if you look at our playlist sheet, and the way I tell Jesse is, unless I put it up on the software,
yeah,
where it's ready to go, don't write it down.
Don't write it down.
Because I'm looking at times, and you've got like Lucy in the Sky, which is 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, Nobody Told Me, which is 4 minutes and something. You've got all these different songs, and you have to go, well, okay, I've got, it's, you know, 5:57.
And I think one of the most long.
So I put in like Girl, or I put in like Twist and Shout, which is like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Put in Ya Ya, which is 1.5 minutes.
Do you have,
Let It Be in Haiti.
It's Ringo's.
Liverpool 8. That's almost 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's almost a 5-minute song.
No, he actually, I thought it was a 7-something.
No.
No.
It's almost a 5-minute song.
Almost 5.
You're thinking of Hey Jude. Hey Jude is 7 minutes.
Yeah, Hey Jude is 7 minutes. I know that right off.
All Ringo songs. I don't think there's one of Ringo's songs that doesn't go over 4 minutes.
No, what it was is when he was going to play it for Good Morning America. They only gave him two minutes to do Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool 8 is a 5.
I have even his new stuff. even the new EP, which I played a couple weeks ago, we debuted.
Yeah, EP3.
EP3, which you can buy now on digital and CD and digital,
and
it comes out.
Cassette.
No, it comes out November.
Cassette, yeah.
Well, wait, it'll come out in November. November 18th, I think it comes out on vinyl and blue cassette. I still don't know what a blue cassette is. I'll have to look that up.
I
haven't seen cassette tape since the 80s. But I know vinyl's coming back.
Are
all right,
you
kidding?
I haven't seen him since the 90s.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Know Your Berkshires is Bob Heck.
Yep.
Why are things doing...
That's me.
Oh, you're doing that. Don't do that. That scares me.
Sorry.
I've heard that, and I thought my ears were about ready to go off the air.
That's fun listening to that going over the air.
Sorry.
Know Your Berkshires, October 27th, will be our master back here, Bob Heck.
Yes.
And I'm going to need a raise on my... I'm going to have to redo my contract after directing his show. We will be back next week. Beatles Forever, Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Halloween show, October 31st, 6 to 8 p.m., all live here on WTBR.
Yes.
Thanks to Carol for keeping us on time and keeping the cameras rolling. Thanks, Jesse, for being back, and Darlene for taking care of keeping me straight every night and day and week, and then we're out of here.
It's a challenge, folks.
See.